Is Drake hinting at a future collab with Taylor Swift? Kendrick Lamar finally announces his fifth studio album. Blink-182's Mark Hoppus celebrates being cancer-free, and Lizzo is in love. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, April 19th.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
He used to call her on his cell phone, or at least we can assume so. Drake shared a throwback photo of Taylor Swift on Instagram on Monday. It was the last in a five-pic carousel that included photos of Drake's son Adonis and is captioned with the motivational message, "They too soft to understand the meaning of hard work." What is the meaning of this pic of a sultry Taylor smizing in Drake's arms? That's unclear. But there has never been any indication of bad blood between these two, who share the common ground of hits, a huge fan base, billions of streams, and more than 300 million Instagram followers between the two of them. Last year, Drake had one of the most dominant weeks in the 63-year history of the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, making him the first artist ever to claim 9 of the top 10 positions in a single frame, while Swift was declared Billboard's greatest pop star of 2021. So whether the photo was an appropriately timed Easter egg, a secret message, or simply a cute throwback of a friend, we are here for it.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put little baby in a spiral.
Kendrick Lamar fans, get excited. 5 years since its last studio album, the rapper announced his fifth album, titled Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, is coming soon. Kendrick Lamar tweeted out the album announcement in response to a February tweet from a user who wrote, "Kendrick Lamar is officially retired." The rapper quoted the tweet with a link to his Oklahoma website, which is a blank web page with two folders. One held a scan of a statement on PG Lang letterhead. The following statement was released today by Oklahoma through his company PG Lang at 11 a.m. Pacific Time in Los Angeles, California, followed by the album name and the May 13th, 2022 release date. Lamar also posted the announcement to Instagram. Fans pointed out on social media that this announcement is similar to one Michael Jordan put out in March 1995 to announce he was ending his retirement and returning to the NBA. This upcoming album comes after Lamar's Pulitzer Prize-winning project Damn, which celebrated its 5-year anniversary 4 days ago.
Blink-182's Mark Hoppus is in great spirits these days, celebrating being cancer-free and teasing new music ahead. The bassist and co-lead vocalist had some joyful sentiments to share when he chatted with TMZ over the weekend, saying, "Life's great, I'm glad to be here." Hoppus announced in September of 2021 that he was cancer-free after disclosing his battle with the illness earlier that year. The musician also said that he was just getting back into going out to public places. Hoppus also teased new music ahead, saying he wanted to get back into the studio and get back to playing music and get off his couch, adding that he would hopefully be releasing new music soon. Hoppus originally shared his cancer diagnosis in June of 2021 and later revealed that he had been battling diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, a blood cancer his mother also had and beat. On September 29th, he shared the good news that he was in remission. "Just saw my oncologist and I'm cancer-free. Fingers crossed for new music, and in the meantime, it's great to see Hoppus happy and healthy."
Turn up the music, turn down the lights. I got a feeling I'm gonna be alright.
It's official, Lizzo is off the market. And she must be feeling good as hell about it, because she confirmed the rumors are true on Andy Cohen Live on Monday when he asked about her dating life.
"All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah."
Andy inquired about a fresh photo with the bomb lighting of Lizzo with her mystery man on Valentine's Day and asked if they're still together.
"Yeah, whatever, yeah."
The host then asked if finding love is difficult when living in the spotlight as a celebrity, and she replied,
"If you have the right person, no."
"That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not at all. It's not even a factor."
So basically, the truth doesn't hurt right now for the 3-time Grammy winner. Those are your chart-topping headlines for today. For Billboard News Now, I'm Ashley Bellman, and I'll catch you later.